The only question now remaining for us to answer, it seems, is which is more profitable. Just actions, good behaviour, and being just, whether the just person is known to be just or not, or unjust actions, and being unjust, even if the unjust person gets away with it and never reforms as a result of punishment. Now that justice and injustice have turned out to be the kinds of things we've described, that seems an absurd question, if you want my opinion, Socrates. When the body's natural constitution is ruined, life seems not worth living, even with every variety of food and drink and all manner of wealth and power. Is someone's life going to be worth living when the natural constitution of the very thing by which he lives is upset and ruined, even assuming he can then do anything he likes, apart from what will release him from evil and injustice and win him justice and virtue? You're right, I said. It's an absurd question. Still, now that we've got to the point of being able to see as clearly as possible that this is how things are, this isn't the moment to take a rest. No, he said, the last thing we should do is to show any hesitation. This way, then, if you want to see what I believe to be the forms taken by vice, the ones worth looking at anyway. I am right behind you, he said. Speak on. Well, now that we've got this far in our discussion, I said, it looks from my vantage point as if there is a single form of virtue and any number of forms of vice, of which four are worth mentioning. Please explain, he said. If you think how many types of political regime there are with their own specific form, I said, that's probably how many types of soul there are. And how many is that? Five types of political regime, I said, and five types of soul. Tell me which they are, he said. All right. I would say that one type of regime is this one we have just described, though there are two names it might be given. It might be called monarchy if one exceptional individual emerges among the rulers, or aristocracy if several emerge. True. This one, then, I class as a single form, I said. It makes no difference whether it is several who emerge or an individual. Given the upbringing and education we have described, they would not disturb any of the important laws of the city. No, that wouldn't be sensible, he said.